Okay, so the Freezemobile only has two seats, but Paul is drunk and I don't want him to drive. Elvis, can you drive him?
I don't need a ride. Drunkenness doesn't impair my senses.
It's still illegal. Could we not be breaking the law?
Well, my car doesn't have a light bar or sirens.
Well, here, we got a magnetic thing for civilian cars. What do you drive?
An SUV.
An SUV? What are you, a soccer mom? What, are we gonna show up on scene in a Mitsubishi... I don't know.
Look, if you got a problem, Kimon, maybe don't get drunk before work.
How about stuff it? The problem is solved. Come on, Flux, to the Mothermobile.
Okay, Lowry takes off in his fancy car, and then you guys get settled into your SUV.
Okay, everybody buckled.
What is that smell?
Oh, I think I left some food in the back. It's fine. I'll just open the window.
All right, Paul brings a radio and a magnetic siren. On the radio, you get dispatch. We have a bank robbery in progress, multiple hostages, confirmed superpowers. Looks like villain ID'd as Heatwave.
A bank robbery?
Hey, Lowry, isn't that your guy?
Who?
Heatwave?
What do you mean he's my guy? I don't know a Heatwave.
Yeah, you do. He says he's your arch nemesis, right? He's been in and out of your rehabilitation program like, what, 2-3 times now?
Oh my god, is it that guy?
He would be so mad to know that you don't remember him.
Well, how'd you deal with him last time?
Well, he's gotta clap his hands together to make fire, so we just put his hands behind his back and cuffed him.
Do villains still rob banks? How did they get the safe open?
They don't. They just robbed the till in the front.
Well, this sounds like something the police could handle.
Yeah, the police could handle it most of the time. They just don't like the idea of approaching a guy and having him incinerate everybody by clapping his hands.
All right, so what do we do about it?
Why not talk him down?
Are you just saying that because it's what Rudy would have wanted?
It is what Rudy would have wanted, and I used to let him handle it because he was immune to bullets. But we can still talk to people. It's still on the table.
I think I'd like to plan on having a firmer stance.
Gosh, what a fine idea, Nancy. You know, why don't you just leave the real work to the men? Elvis and I'll handle it. You just do the stuff that you do.
I usually do the talking.
Not to the criminals, you don't. Look, the press is gonna be there. The public is gonna be aware that Captain Momentum didn't show up. It's time to go ahead and get that taken care of.
I really would like to take a more organized approach to that.
Yeah, well, see if any part of the world gives you a chance to get what you want.
Is this going to be how things are now?
I turn off the radio.
Oh, what if he needs to contact us?
It doesn't matter. Lowry doesn't really do field operation work anyway. That job's going to come down to you and me. What you're going to need to do is take your teleportation powers and get into that bank, have a look around, see what's going on. Figure out where everybody is, how many hostages there are, look at the exits, think about ways you're going to get those people out of there. Meanwhile, I've got myself a bag of makeup. I'm gonna dress myself up as a hostage negotiator and see if I can get Heatstroke to take me in exchange for some hostages. It's a bit of a Trojan horse kind of thing. If he takes me in, he's doomed. But we'll see if we can talk him down peacefully anyway.
Okay, but what's Lowry gonna do?
The only thing he's good at, kid. Talk to the press, hawk merchandise, that kind of thing.
Doesn't he help fight crime?
Nah, let me explain. They brought Lowry on around the time they were trying to get me under control. I was winning the political battle, so they realized they needed someone who could go up there and just talk like silver. Freeze Frame already had a really good standing in the public, so they brought him in and he fought me in the, you know, TV waves. He's good at that, but turns out PR is kinda all he does.
Well, but I mean, like, he could fight crime, right?
Yeah, he has the ability to encase things in ice. But, you know, if you freeze a guy up to his neck in ice, then he gets frostbite. If you're gonna do that, in a lot of cases, it would be more merciful just to shoot the guy. The only time we use Freeze Frame's powers is when someone is impervious to bullets and they must be stopped.
Well, but he could make things out of ice, though. Like, if the bridge wore out, he could make a bridge of ice?
Yeah, sure. But I mean, that's not what we're doing right now.
So he's just gonna sell toys?
Okay, kid, all right. Let me explain. How do I put this? All of life is fake. We say it's illegal to rob a bank, but you know, you still could rob a bank. When they say something's illegal, they just mean that people will show up to stop you. Then once you're arrested, a judge will say, yeah, you're guilty of that. And then who enforces that guilt? The police. But who are the police, though? It's just a gang of dudes who all agree that the judge is right, right? But what if all the local police got together and decided, you know what, we should be able to rob banks?
Well, then the federal law enforcement would get involved, I think.
Yeah, sure. There's a chain of consequences that keep people from making those kinds of decisions most of the time. But the point I'm getting at, though, is just that the police are a bunch of guys that agree that the law should be enforced and that they're gonna do whatever the judges say. And the public assumes that the police will enforce the law, and so they don't break the law because they don't want to have it enforced on them. So what do you have in superheroes? The same thing, right? There's a certain level of public trust and belief that we're going to enforce the law and do what the judges say and whatever. If at any point in time the public doesn't feel like we're upholding that contract, then their trust in us begins to erode, and they're going to start asking a lot of really difficult questions, like, why do we have this much authority?
Well, because, I mean, someone has to, or otherwise you don't enforce the laws.
Sure, but here's where I used to get momentum. So in the police, right, it's just a gang of dudes. And you got guys that are good-natured, you got guys that are bad-natured. So, for example, if you got a good police group, then they might do a drug bust. And let's say there's multiple roommates, but not all of them are selling drugs. I once knew a cop who broke down some guy's door to his bedroom, and they had a look around, they realized, like, oh god, this person's innocent. And then they felt bad, and they tried to fix the door. While his buddies went around searching the rest of the rooms for evidence, this guy got a roll of duct tape, and he was trying to, like, tape the door back together. He felt bad, you know? So that was a good dude. And the unit he worked with? Bunch of good dudes. So a guy being like that, that's a good sign. Because if a guy like that with a conscience can keep working in your unit, it means that everybody else is a good guy. And this man who feels bad about breaking your things doesn't feel compelled to get out while he still has his moral sanity. Meanwhile, there are also police who will beat a guy or shoot your dog and laugh about it. And those guys also form their own cliques. Just because of human nature, it tends to be that when you see one instance of abuse or wrongdoing, then you have a serious red flag. It may imply that it goes deeper, and it could be a cultural issue. The guy who feels bad about kicking down your door when you didn't do anything wrong isn't going to stick around with a group that shoots your dog and then high-fives and laughs about it. Now that's important for the police. So where Freeze Frame comes in with all this is that Momentum used to be kind of a solo act. So when it came to what kind of guy is Momentum, really? When he was working alone, no one else could really say. Freeze Frame came in and made it clear that, oh yeah, Momentum is a great guy. Let me tell you about him.
Well, that's funny, because everybody loved him beforehand, right?
Oh, Captain Momentum has diehards who don't care what he does. But for the people who could possibly see the flaws in him, Lowry helped establish that there's a culture of good nature here. People trusted the Freeze Frame brand, and so when it spoke up for Momentum, people trusted Momentum that much more. And that was important, because what I was doing was calling into question the whole system. Of course, the only reason the public could forgive me, trust me, and buy into my bad guy turned good shtick was because Momentum and Freeze Frame spoke up for me in public. So when we ask, does Freeze Frame fight crime, the answer is complicated. The public adores him, and he establishes the trust that we need for credibility. And that's not even touching on all the money he pulls in, which is why the company loves him. But the guy's an absolute wet noodle in the field.
And you'll have to leave it at that because you're here. It looks like a small bank. The police have cordoned off the area. They're standing outside. You can't see through the windows. Tables have been thrown up in the way, and the blinds are closed as well.
Are the press here?
There are some members of the press present. It's not a large crowd, but they're probably expecting to see Captain Momentum or his team.
All right, grab one of my big-time donut cups and head towards the press.
While Lowry's doing that, I'm gonna hop out of the SUV, wave at the police, then go put my ear against the building.
All right, Paul, with your extraordinary hearing, you can tell that there's six people in the main lobby room. You don't hear anybody else, and it's a small enough building that you can say that pretty sure.
All right, Elvis, change of plans. Looks like we don't need you to scout things out. Still, if things get ugly, we're gonna want people out of there, so be prepared to go in at a moment's notice.
You got it, sir.
Lowry, as you approach, the press gets excited. They start asking questions. Freeze Frame! Freeze Frame! Is it true that Captain Momentum is dead?
Okay, make sure I'm holding the big donuts cup so everyone can see the logo, and then say, okay, all right, everybody. I wanted to do a big press briefing about this, but I see that there's no time like the present. Yes, unfortunately, I have to report, with a very heavy heart, that Captain Momentum is dead.
The press erupts. Freeze Frame!
Okay, yes, please calm down.
And all right, Paul, what are you doing?
I'm gonna go into my makeup bag and start dressing up. Gonna tuck in my beard, put on a wig, dress up like a police officer.
Lowry, back over to you. What happens now to the unstoppable force?
Well, we're gonna continue to be unstoppable, I can tell you that much. Every hero goes out in the field knowing that that day could be their last, and, well, we didn't anticipate that so much with Captain Momentum being who he was, but even he is just a mortal man. Now that he's gone, our mission to the city hasn't changed at all, but we are still picking up the pieces and figuring out where to go next.
How did Captain Momentum die?
Well, we're still looking into it, but we found that the bullets used to kill Captain Momentum were uniquely tipped with cobalt. We're not sure if there's a connection there. Up until this point, we weren't aware that Captain Momentum had a weakness to cobalt, but we're not ruling anything out.
So who's going to be in charge of the unstoppable force now?
Well, it's really too early to say. You know, we have a lot of heroes on the unstoppable roster, and of course we believe in democracy here in the great country of America. So we're really waiting to hear from everyone what their thoughts are before we jump to any conclusions?
Are you saying that you'd put leadership up to a public vote?
Oh, well, I may have misspoke. I meant internally, but, you know, that's not a half bad idea. I will run it by everybody.
So there is no plan for leadership currently?
It doesn't need to be rushed. We have plenty of systems in place as it is, including a system for choosing a new leader, so don't worry.
All right, Paul, you get yourself all dressed up as a cop, and one of the cops out there with you says, you know, it's illegal to impersonate an officer.
Well, arrest me then.
I'm just saying.
All right, how are we talking to this guy? What, are we calling on the phone?
The officer says, yeah, we've been calling the bank and he answers the phone.
All right, give me the number. Here we go. Ring, ring.
The phone is clumsily answered, and on the other line you hear, listen, I got nothing else to say to you until you bring Captain Momentum down here right now.
Hi, my name is John Johnson. Is this Heatwave?
Huh? Yeah, this is Heatwave. I'm in the bank. Is this the police?
Yes. Actually, in fact, I'm a professional hostage negotiator with the police. I was wondering if we could negotiate hostages.
I don't want to negotiate. I have a demand. I want that demand to be met. I gotta see Captain Momentum or everybody burns.
Well, all right, Mr. Heatwave. That's a very strong bargaining position. I suppose that in exchange for not having everybody burned, we could see if we could get Captain Momentum to come down.
Okay, finally, I knew it.
Yeah, it's just that we have a bit of a problem, though. See, thing is that they're saying that Captain Momentum is, calling in dead at
he's
the moment.
He's not dead. He's not dead. I saw it on the internet. He's faking it.
Again, I'm completely blinkered by the internet. He's been dead for less than 24 hours, and they already have conspiracy theories about it.
All right, Mr. Heatwave, I tell you what if we do an exchange? You give up one of the hostages, and then I'll go in their place. Because, you see, Captain Momentum, he's a little bit like a police, and so if a police officer's in danger, I think if he were alive, he'd be a lot more likely to come to my rescue than, you know, everybody else.
No way. As soon as you come in here, you're going to arrest me.
Oh, no, I'll be by myself. And if I try to arrest you, then you'll set me on fire, I think. That's the deal, right?
Well, why do I gotta let you in, huh?
Well, does anyone in there have a family? I just want them to go home to their kids, you know?
Yeah, well, I don't, because if they go home, then Captain Momentum won't come.
What exactly are you doing, Kimon?
I'm trying to reverse engineer an idiot.
Well, Mr. Stroke, I have a thought. What if we just packed up and, you know, left?
You can't do that. I'll burn everybody up.
Well, problem there, if you burn up all your hostages, you'll have no more hostages, and then we'll just, I don't know, shoot you. So it seems like you're stuck, Mr. Stroke.
You can't do that.
Well, actually, if you burn 5 people to death, then the city will be happier if we did shoot you, so...
Well, how is me having you better than me having them?
Well, it's simple, you know. We might walk away from 5 hostages, but, you know, the police aren't going to walk away from you having a police hostage. So there you go.
You guys can't say that.
Well, I'll keep it on the down low, Mr. Stroke. I won't tell if you won't tell.
Oh, okay. I got it. All right, you come in, and I'll let one of these ladies here go out. Which one of you has the most kids?
All right, I'm going down. Take the phone.
You know, says the cop, I think if Captain Momentum negotiated that, he wouldn't have said the police didn't care about the hostages.
This is a man who thinks he's being fooled by everyone and he wants in on something. He can believe what he wants, and he will believe what he wants. So, all right, anyway, Flux, I'm going to need you to go into the bathroom and steal everybody one by one until there's no more hostages. You got it?
Is there a floor plan? Can I see?
The cop gets out some blueprints. He goes, it's right here.
Okay, so I'm just gonna hide in there and wait until there's someone else?
Yeah, wait in the bathroom. If someone else comes in, take them out.
Okay, yes, sir.
All right, Paul, you go to the bank entrance, and then Elvis goes to the side and teleports into their restroom. The front door is flung open, and you hear a voice inside yell, come in, and then shut the door behind you.
Well, golly gee, Mr. Stroke, I sure do appreciate you taking me up on this offer. And I walk in, and I close the door behind me.
All right, when you go in, you see a tall, muscular guy wearing red sweatpants and a red shirt. He's got red hair and a bright red beard, but he's bleached it in a few places to kind of make it look like flames. As soon as you shut the door, he says, I got you now, idiot! I'm not letting any of the hostages go!
Ah, darn it, Mr. Stroke, you got me good. Well, what now?
Now we wait for them to show Captain Momentum.
Oh, okay. Well, that could be a while, though. Has everyone gone to the bathroom?
I don't know. They could go when they have to, I guess.
Now, Mr. Stroke, that's a classic rookie move when it comes to taking hostages. See, if they're all going to the bathroom one by one, it's easy to lose track of them. You can't watch people in 2 places. So if I were you, what I would recommend is you let everybody take a bathroom break right now, get everything flushed out of their systems, and then they can sit here for the rest of the day, no problem.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good point. All right, everybody go to the bathroom at once, and I'll keep an eye on you the whole time.
Oh, wow. I don't know if you want to do that, Mr. Stroke.
But you just said...
Well, I know I said that, but I want you to think about this. If you watch everybody pee, then you're going to be adding a sex offense onto all the rest of your crimes, and I don't know if you want to get convicted on a sex offense.
Oh, but...
Yeah, it'd go on the registry, and, you know, from then on, anytime you meet people, you have to say, hello, my name is Mr. Stroke, and I'm a sex offender.
But it's not a naughty thing, it's just for... because everyone's got to pee.
Well, if I were you, I would just, you know, watch the bathroom door. It's the only exit from the bathroom, so that should be fine.
Well, what if I have them pee in a trash can out here?
Well, and you'd still be a sex offender, you'd be watching people pee. I wouldn't get this one added to your record, Mr. Stroke.
Okay, all right. Fine. Everybody go to the bathroom. Do your business. And don't let me see it.
And then all five hostages kind of mill apprehensively towards the bathroom. They open the door, and there's Elvis.
Shh. I'm here to save you. I'm a superhero.
The hostages kind of look around at each other, and they go, okay, what do we do?
Oh, right. Okay, take my hand. And I hold out my hand.
One of them takes your hand, and you teleport outside. Meanwhile, Heatstroke is watching the door. He hears the poof on the inside. What was that? And he starts to go to the door.
Oh, it just sounds like the pipe's running to me. Hold on, you don't want to go in there. You know, they'll say you tried to look at somebody's willy.
I'm not that didn't sound like a pipe to me.
Well, Mr. Stroke, before I became a police officer, I was a plumber for about 3 years. And you know, when you hear pipes like that, it's actually a big problem. You ever heard your pipe make a sound like that?
I lived in an apartment. I don't know. I don't have to deal with my own pipes.
Oh, really? Where'd you live?
Down by the docks, the rent is cheaper there. I mean, they had all kinds of problems, but I don't know, never plumbing. I guess I got lucky.
Oh, boy, you sure were. I gotta tell you, Mr. Stroke, when I heard a sound like that, whew, I had to charge a guy $200 just to come look. That one's deep in the walls.
All right, Elvis, you're in, out, in, out, in, out. And then, when you're in, your phone rings. Be-dee-diddly-dee-dee-dee.
Oh, hold on a second. Hello, Mom?
Hi, honey. I just wanted to call and find out how your job is going.
Well, I'm really busy right now, Mom.
Outside, Heatstroke goes, what was that?
It sounded like a phone, Mr. Stroke. I think that probably it's fine.
No, it's not fine. They're supposed to have put their phones in the garbage can outside. I said no phones! And he barges in.
Elvis, then there's you, the one remaining hostages, and you on your phone with your mom.
Hey!
I kick him in the dick.
Okay, and then Paul comes up behind Heatstroke and, without warning, kicks him full force in the junk. It is an expert kung fu blow that lifts Heatstroke a few inches up off the ground. And then he doubles over in pain.
What are you doing on your phone, kid?
I forgot to turn it off.
Are you crazy? We almost had this in the palm of our hand, and you blew it.
Well, it looks pretty well resolved now. I mean, you got Heatstroke.
All right, I get down and I start handcuffing Heatstroke.
Yeah, but I mean, like, safety's a factor, Flux. You don't just do things and hope it works out. You have to succeed before you begin.
The remaining hostage goes, Are you still going to take me outside?
Oh, yeah, sorry. Okay, take my hand, and I teleport them out.
Okay, you get the guy outside, and your mom says, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry, honey. Did I call it a bad time? Am I ruining your job?
Oh, no, Mom, you're not ruining my job. I was kind of busy. I'm in the middle of something, but it's resolved now. It's okay.
Inside the bank, Heatstroke says, who are you?
I untuck my beard and take off my wig. It's Kimon, idiot!
Man, where's Freeze Frame? I'm his arch nemesis. How come he never arrests me?
Haven't you been in and out of his Freeze Frame school for wayward whatevers or something?
Yeah, his rehabilitation program? That's why I swore to kill him.
Well, great, I'll let him know.
Where's Captain Momentum?
Do you want in on the secret?
Yeah, I knew he wasn't dead. Where is he?
There is no Captain Momentum. This entire time, we had a guy who could make illusions that looked as good as real, but he choked to death on a turkey leg. Now we don't know what to do. We're concerned everyone is on the verge of discovering the truth.
Are you kidding me?
You know what fills me with joy? Knowing that you're one of the only ones who knows the truth and no one is ever gonna believe you.
You're a monster!
I'm the monster. And I'm in charge of the law around here now, so think about that before you screw up again.
All right, meanwhile, Lowry, over to you. They're just now wrapping up the Q&A session, so how do you want to close it down?
So, okay, I want to thank you guys for asking questions and keeping the public informed. The law around here has not changed one bit, and the unstoppable force is still unstoppable.
And at that, right on time, Paul escorts out a limping Heatstroke.